Hey guys, welcome to the Stronger Marriage Podcast. Today we are talking about things we have done well in our marriage, and we'll follow up on that and what that means in just a moment. But we're excited about today's podcast. Glad you joined us.
You're listening to another outstanding edition of the Stronger Marriage Podcast with your hosts, Trey and Lee Morgan.
Hello, everybody. We are glad you have joined us this afternoon or morning or evening, whenever you might be listening.
Whether you're traveling down the road or walking, I've got to walk in this morning, listen to a podcast that I enjoy, and it's always good to have a podcast to help pass some time, and we appreciate you listening. We get lots of good feedback on the podcast. The last two episodes were extremely popular. We had a ton of plays on them. That one was what wives wish their husbands knew and what husbands wish their wives knew, and they were both very, very popular, and we appreciate you folks listening to those. Those were very good. We've been getting some questions, and we're going to do some... I think what we're going to start doing is maybe considering doing a question or two at the end of each podcast, a user or listener question. And so we're excited about that. But we did have someone that asked us a while back, said, ask us two questions I thought were good. And we're probably going to do both podcasts at some point. But one of them was the question that we're covering today was, what do you feel like you did well? And that's kind of the episode we're looking at today, is what we did well and what you can do well in your marriage. Things that you look back on now, or things we look back on now and say to ourselves, we did this right. And we probably didn't realize at the time that this was a strong thing that we were doing that was blessing our marriage. Before we begin, Lee, why don't you kick us off with a couple of thoughts on Lubbock, Texas on July 10th and 11th.
Man, I am excited about this. It's going to be our workshop material, kind of the same format that we do Friday evening, Saturday morning, but we're extending it till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, so that we will have more time to do some fun stuff. We've got some giveaways. We're going to be drawing for giveaways throughout the workshop. We've got goodie bags that each couple will receive. We also want to give breaks throughout the workshop for couples to go find a place at the hotel there. We're going to be at the MCM Elegante. Did I say that right? MCM Elegante. They're giving us a great room rate of $89 if you mention that you're with the Stronger Marriage Workshop. But we just want couples to sneak off into a corner, grab a cup of coffee, and really talk about the things that we have just given you to process in the last session. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, me too. This is going to be a what we're calling a weekend getaway. And so we're encouraging you to find some sitters for the kids. Childcare won't be provided. Find you some sitters for the kids. Stay in the hotel that night or someplace like that where you just have some alone time with your spouse. And just spend the day blessing your marriage. Sometimes one of the best things, a lot of times leaving kids is tough and you're worried, oh, I hate to leave my kids that long. One of the best things you can do to bless your kids is to bless your marriage. And so don't look at it as if your poor kids are suffering because you're not with them or leaving them with your parents or in-laws or whoever it is. Look at it as you are blessing your kids by going to this workshop. This is a good, good thing.
Yeah, I think our kids actually looked forward to it when we, snuck off on little trips, because they would get to go stay with, an aunt and uncle and play with some cousins or, something like that. And so I think they always thought, woohoo, it's going to be fun. Mom and Dad are going to be gone for a couple of days.
And they would like that. That's right. So we're going to look at four or five things that we feel like, now that we're 31 years into marriage, that we can look back on and go, we did that well. And those things blessed our marriage. And so kick us off with one of the things that we've come up with that if we look back that we are glad we did, that we feel like it was a blessing.
So we just mentioned one, and that was taking trips. You know, it might just be one night, one overnight stay somewhere. If we could manage two or three nights or afford two or three nights, that was a bonus. But yeah, it was hard, really hard when the kids were little. And
we're talking trips. Now, there were big anniversary trips. Now, we didn't big anniversary trip every year.
No.
But like 5, 10, 15, we might have a big.
Yeah, we tried to
take
a big
4-day away Cancun or fly somewhere where it was just us. But every other year, at least anniversary, we would try to go somewhere overnight or for a couple of days, even if it was a motel, a town away.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gave us a time to remind ourselves that we're not just mom and dad. We are also husband and wife.
Yeah, it was good stuff. It was very essential for us and for you guys, I think, to just get away from the routine and to just focus on each other for, you know, a couple of days.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to do some saving to do a trip like that. Sometimes you have to come up with creative ways to throw some money back a little bit here, there, and yonder and do that. And some of you, it's very tough because you may be going, hey, we both are working full-time jobs and we don't have any vacation and that. You may have little bitty ones and that's real tough right now and we can understand that. But look for opportunities to get away, you and your spouse. And I can just think of times where we just had a Friday night that we could find somebody to stay with the kids and we'd go to a town, stay in a hotel or watch a movie and go eat just somewhere that it was just us. And I look back on those times and I think, how important those were that we had some time to just be with us and without kids.
Yeah, that's true. And then, you know, when budget allows, and you may have to do a lot more planning, a lot more saving, but those longer trips that were a further distance that we really planned out, we've got some really great memories of some of those trips that we took for some bigger anniversaries, like, you know, 15, 20, 25. So, plan for those. You can do it.
Yeah, and we had, I forgot what direction I was going, but we had fun on all of those things, but some of them were just those that you just look back on and you go, man, that was just a fun event. I remember what I was going to say. Our relationship was a little bit different than a lot of folks. We did have an opportunity to date for about 4 years before we got married. We were high school sweethearts. But we got married and we talked about waiting to have kids, and about 5 months into marriage, we found out we were expecting our first. So
yeah.
We did not have a lot of alone time to get to know one another and to be husband and wife without kids. And so, and we've had kids in our home for how many years now?
For, well,
30?
Our oldest will be 31 in September. So,
about 30 years we've had kids in our home. Our last one's about to leave and go off to college, and we're about to be empty nesters.
be a new phase we'll have to figure out.
We'll have to figure that out.
We'll have an episode on that at some point.
Yes, I think that would be wise. But, and so we hadn't, you may have been like our son and daughter-in-law who have waited 4 or 5 years to have a kiddo, and y'all have made trips and you've done things like that, and that's awesome. But after kids come, it is still important that you find some time to sneak off and do some things along those lines.
Yes, it absolutely is. So another thing that we have done well in our marriage is that we have made it a priority to read books together. And when I say together, that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, I'm reading them out loud or Trey's reading them out loud. But we, and if you like to do that, that's fine. There are some couples that absolutely read out loud to each other. But we do better if I read a couple of chapters and then I'll hand the book over to Trey and he reads out of it. And what we also like to do as we're reading is either have a highlighter or a pen and underline and write some little notes in the margin so that, you know, things that stand out to us, if I wrote something down, Trey can go, oh, that's good to know. I'm glad to know that she thinks that's important or whatever. So,
and there were times where I would stop, I would read, and I'd go, now, why did she underline that? I'm not following what was important. And I would go, hey, come over here and tell me why you underlined this. And you would explain something to me, and I would go, I did not realize that. That's excellent. So it gave us an opportunity to communicate about marriage and marriage books. were a way to do that. Now, a lot of people aren't big readers. You're a big reader. I'm not a big reader. I almost sometimes have to kind of force myself to slow down to read a book. What are some ways maybe that a couple can decide on books? Got a suggestion? Maybe take turns, pick different things, go together to a bookstore and find a marriage book.
Yeah. We have some really great ones that we have read that we would highly recommend. So if you want to go off of some of our recommendations, that'd be awesome. One of the books that we read that helped our marriage tremendously was His Needs, Her Needs by Dr. Willard Harley.
That was a good book. And that helped us to understand each other really well because we are very different.
Yes. Just kind of the basic needs of, and he categorizes them, you know, five of the needs are more geared towards women and five are geared more towards men, but you can certainly cross over. We do. Anyway, that one was an excellent book that we read. And Love Busters.
It was also Dr. Willard.
Also, yeah. Yes. And that is sort of a, you know, once you're into marriage for a few years and you start finding that you've really got some bad habits you've developed, whether it's, I don't know, spending too much time apart from each other, which he calls independent behavior, anger, you know, sometimes we just...
We get into habits that we do that really hurt our marriage.
Yeah.
And this book deals with about six of those habits.
Six habits, and he, you know, really gets into them and helps you figure out how to stop doing those things so that you can start, you know, building your marriage back up.
Yeah.
So it's an excellent book.
That's one of those books. Of course, both of those books, His Needs, Her Needs, Love Busters, are excellent. But if you're in your marriage right now and your spouse is driving you absolutely nuts and you're thinking, I don't understand him, she makes no sense to me, we drive each other crazy, Love Busters may be a great book for you to pick up and read.
Yeah. Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Five love languages. How does anyone be married and not read the five love language book? That is just, it ought to come with your marriage license. And if you're getting married, they say, hey, sorry, you can't have this until you read this.
That book, yeah.
It is so good.
It's a great book. And really, if you know the five love languages, you can apply those to every single one of your relationships, not just your marriage. But it's kind of important to know what your kids' love languages are, what your coworkers' love languages are. That's an excellent read.
Yeah, so. pick up that love language book and read that with your spouse. Mm-hmm. Sheet music is one of our most favorite books.
One of the most popular.
It is. Books it is. And I'll tell you, and I'll say this from a man's point of view, toward my list of needs, toward the top is sexual fulfillment. Many men have that up there toward the top. In fact, Dr. Willard Harley says that's generally most husbands' number one need. Not all of them, but most. And if you're a wife out there and you're listening to this and you're going, I will never be able to get my husband to read a book with me on marriage.
I suggest that one.
This would be a great one to read if their need is high for sexual fulfillment in marriage, because they'll get three pages into this book and think, this is the greatest book I've ever read. You may not get it back until he's finished reading it, because it is a really good book, and it really is healthy. To read a book on sexual fulfillment and sexual intimacy, and he makes it fun. He will have you laughing.
He uses a lot of humor.
He uses a lot of humor, and it's just an excellent book. And when we go to workshops, we usually take that book as one that we oftentimes sell. And it's one of our most popular books.
Oh yeah, I always have to take at least a dozen of those, and they're.
We have made him a lot of money
from
workshops. We need a cut on that. Yeah. Either that or we need to write a book on that same topic.
Right.
One of the two.
I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of couples out there like that were raised like we were, and you just didn't talk about that subject when you were growing up. And so, you know.
To actually have a book on it.
Yeah. To actually have a book on it that can open up some discussion and just help you educate yourself a little bit better. It's really
sometimes it makes it really easy. When you're reading something maybe you've wanted to bring up to your spouse and you're reading it and you know it's there and you can underline it, knowing they're going to see it.
Underline it, put some asterisks in
there. And then when they ask, you go, hey, I'd like to try that, whatever it is, you know. And so it makes for some great discussion. It is a good, good book, and a lot of people are really uncomfortable discussing intimacy, and this one would help.
Yes, it would. Another book that really helped me, that was another book that was a whole lot of fun, was Personality Plus for Couples by Florence Littauer. And she talks about the different personality types, because Trey and I are night and day. We've mentioned that. And I just didn't understand how his brain worked and how he ticked. So that book just helped me understand that God made us different, and that was okay. And I was going to have to learn how to make adjustments. And it really helped me understand that he had strengths that were my weaknesses, and I had strengths that were his weaknesses. And when we were able to blend those,
quit fighting against each other
is when our marriage really got a lot better.
Yeah.
So
the way it should be. Can we throw one more out there?
Yeah.
I really think that if we're recommending books here.
Oh, you think we should recommend ours?
I think we have written an excellent book. We've taken a lot of workshop material. And obviously, we've sold a ton, which is awesome.
Power off.
A lot of great reviews on Amazon, and we think it kind of covers every aspect. We cover love languages, we cover intimacy, we cover all the things that we've talked about in all those books, and kind of put it into one book.
Mm-hmm.
And
try to hit the high spots of all of it.
We try to hit the high spots, and we felt like we wrote a book that had some humor in it, and was easy to read, because if you're like me and a man, then, you want some simple and some easy. And so we tried to make this something that you wouldn't go, I have no clue what they're talking about.
Right. We don't want you to get bogged down with information. We just want a good, practical, how to improve your marriage book.
Yep, that's exactly right. So there's a couple of things we've done. We've taken those trips. We have read books. And it's probably time for us to pick out a book. Or we could reread Sheet Music. I'd be all right with that.
We should probably do that this summer.
There you go. I'd like that. We'll
wait till we have Empty Nest to do.
Okay.
That.
All right. You got a deal. I'm writing
this
down.
Put it on the calendar. He's putting
That's
it on
exactly.
the calendar.
Here, will you sign right here, please? number three. What is something else that we look back on that we did well?
We went to every workshop and retreat that was within distance, that we were able to make. If there was one in our town, we went, we sat in on some Faulkner and Brekeen like
film strips,
like videos, that were showed at our church. We did. We took advantage of going to workshops and retreats, and that
kind of helped educate ourselves.
It really, really did. Really did.
I still remember a workshop in Dallas. We drove 5 hours. Actually, we flew to.
Yeah.
And there's just some things that we went to that we think really blessed our marriage, that anytime someone came up with a workshop, a seminar, a retreat, where it was just some couples that got together, something like that, mm-hmm. we always tried to find a way to go. And again, I'm going to throw this out there again. I'm not trying to make anybody feel guilty, but I want you to understand the value of your marriage for a second, all right? You probably are busy every weekend, except kind of right now during Corona time. And you're probably busy every weekend, and the kids have got Little League, and the kids have got this, and you've got stuff going on, and you're like, man, we don't have time for retreats. Our schedules don't allow that. Again, the best thing you can do for your kids is to strengthen your marriage.
That's right.
I've had our oldest son, who is 30 and newly married, send me a couple of messages within the past month talking about him realizing how blessed he was that he was raised in a home with a mother and a father who practiced loving each other in their marriage where he could see it. And some of his words were just a little humbling. That he would send things about, I didn't realize how valuable that was, that I saw those things now that I'm married and I'm learning these things, and I can go, well, I know how my mom did it, and I know how my dad did it, and I know that this was a good example for me.
You're teaching your kids how to do marriage, and we forget that sometimes, but every day they are learning from you how they will do marriage someday.
Yeah. So. And so, yeah, you take advantage of some retreats and some workshops.
You know, and here's a fun idea for you. There are workshops out there that are family oriented, like the Red River Family Encampment that happens in June of every year.
There's family camps.
The Tahoe, what's that one called?
Tahoe Family Encampment.
Tahoe Family Encampment. I mean, you can go, you can take the whole family and make a trip out of it. They give you time to have lots of family time, lots of fun activities if you like to hike and you know, river raft and fish, all those fun things. And then you still have the opportunity to hear all these different great speakers on, you know, marriage and family topics, and those have blessed our marriage as well.
That's right. Yeah, go make some of those, and that is a good thing.
They have, and they'll have classes for your kids, your teens, and your whole family will love it.
Yeah.
So.
Let's throw two more out there. Number four, we worked really hard to date while we had kids at home. And sometimes once you get married, we've said this, we've preached it to you, and we're going to keep preaching it until you're sick of hearing it. But we even after we had kids, continue to date. And a lot of people, once they get married, they think, what do we still need to be dating for? Dating is fuel for your marriage, and you need to be going out. If it's just dinner with your spouse, if it's just a walk around the park, if it's sitting on the porch, if your children are too small and you cannot leave them tonight and you hadn't had a date in a week, you get them in bed early and go out and sit on the porch. Mm-hmm. Don't plop down in front of a television set every night. You date. It is so important for your marriage that you date. Your kids need to see it. It's good for your marriage. It is something that needs to take place. And if you got an itty-bitty baby at home, like a newborn, we're not talking like a 12-year-old. If you got a little bitty tiny bit, take them with you. Put them in that little car seat. They'll sleep through the whole thing.
Yeah, I remember us doing that a lot of times.
And when you go on a date, don't spend all your time communicating with a babysitter or the kids about what's going on. Try to focus on one another. Just spend some time having supper, just spending time with one another. And one of the things that Lee preaches so hard is, when it comes to double dating, tell me what you always say in our workshops.
Well, double dating is great and fun, but for your marriage, it really just doesn't count. Because I know when Trey and I double date, you know, the guys will sit in the front seat and yak about guy stuff, and the girls will sit in the back seat and yak, you know, you just don't get that one-on-one time that you really need to communicate and to reconnect, so.
Yeah. So make sure you're finding
sure
time
you're
to
doing
date.
That. And there, of course, there's going to be seasons of your life that are going to be way more difficult to find the time to go on dates than others. And we get that. I mean, when we had four kids that were five, I'm glad, where did that come from?
I don't know. Is there one you hadn't told me about? Okay.
When we had four kids that were going a million different directions, I think probably the lunch date thing was the best we could do at the time.
Yeah. When they would all go, they were all in school.
Yes.
And it'd be like, well, we have lunch. Let's have a 30, 45 minute lunch alone. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they, you know, if they found out we went to lunch without them, they would whine and bellyache. Y'all went out to eat without us. But it was just a time for us to have together.
Yes. So
very important.
What's the last one?
Last one is, and this was one of the things that we kicked back on that we think was very important to us, is we made God an important part of our marriage. Not just a part, but an important part or a major part. Families today don't need little doses of God. They need big doses
of God.
Huge
doses. Now, a lot of people, when we're doing lists and things on our social media posts, will get offended because we don't put something like this, number one. These were not in any particular order. And of course, yes, God should become number one. So
don't chew on us. We know that. All right.
We do know that.
We just think that if we mention it last,
see,
you'll remember it.
Best.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
So be nice to us. But yes, God is important. Lee always uses illustration in our family workshop that it's kind of like a triangle, and God's at the top, and husbands and wives, one's on one corner and one's on the other. And if you're growing, trying to grow closer to God, going up, you just automatically get closer to one another in that triangle. And that's a very healthy thing to do. And some specific ways you can grow closer to God or have spiritual intimacy. Can you think of any?
I would say pray together. If you're not, we certainly encourage you to start doing that.
Okay. Read your Bible together.
Yes.
Pick out a proverb a day and read through the book of Proverbs. Or if you want something a little spicier, the Song of Solomon is a great book to read together. You might be surprised
of some things that are in there.
Yeah.
Certainly worship together.
Go to church together.
Yes.
That sort of thing. And those are all very healthy things to do. We love the opportunity to do things like that. And it has been a big blessing in our life. It has. Those are five things that we did, we feel like we did in our marriage that really blessed it and strengthened it. And we feel like if you could put some of those into your marriage, you may be doing all five.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a very good thing for, I mean, those are all good things and you may be doing all five and that's fantastic. But if there's some of those in there you're not doing, consider doing it. Maybe you look through there and you go, well, we had never read a book together. You may not get a lot of feedback from your spouse. Maybe you just need to order the book and have it come in and go, hey, we're going to read. You've done that a couple of times. There's been a book show up by my dresser and I said, what's this? And you said, we're going to read that together. Okay.
Okay.
let's do it. And so, or for a Valentine's Day or a Mother's Day or something along those lines, we've got books for one another and kind of read through some of them. And there's some really good books out there on marriage and on family. And so don't miss out on some of those. Not trying to reemphasize that one. That's just one that I don't think a lot of people take advantage of.
Yes. There's so much good information out there. So
there is.
Take advantage of that.
There is. We appreciate you hanging out with us. And
Bluetooth's on.
We had somebody tell us this week, you know what we love about your podcast? And I said, what's that? They said, y'all are just real and raw. And I said, well, what does that mean? They said, we hear dogs barking in the background and doorbells and stuff. I said, oh, yeah. We do this in one take, and what you hear is what you get.
Yeah, we don't edit.
Nope.
I think one time when we had to go to the door, we actually paused for a few minutes. But and I have to tell y'all that right this minute, we're sitting here where I can see out into the backyard and over our fence. And our neighbors that live directly behind us have this dog. Y'all, he climbs trees.
Oh, my goodness,
and
yes.
I'm sitting here.
Can you see him?
Well, I did a while ago.
Okay.
He was just looking. This dog climbs trees. I know y'all don't believe me.
Top
but
of
he,
the tree, looking over our about 7-8 foot fence.
He climbs trees.
Looking at us. Yeah. So, see, we're trying not to be distracted while we do this. And we're leaving this in here for you guys.
That's
so
right.
we're just excited that you've hung out with us today. Thanks for listening. If you get a chance, leave us, if there's a place to leave a rating, we would love a good rating because that helps us get it helps the message of healthy marriages get out there. That's what we're trying to do. Thank you for doing that. Blessings to you guys. Have a great day. And we'll talk to you next week. All right. We'll see y'all later.
Bye, everyone.